Ah, it's a good old Montreal summer day today. High of 26 and sunshine. Scientists actually revealed the top 5 cents before we get to your texts at 9925. These are some that made the list. I'll start at the bottom. Peppermint was in at number 5.
Oh, yeah. I actually convinced Sam to buy peppermint essential oil.
Yeah.
Right? It is one of the great. It wakes you up, too.
I put some on my hands when I wake up. Yeah, it's great. It's invigorating.
Orange. I love the smell of orange.
Citrus.
Oh, so, so good.
But not too much. You can't overdo the citrus, I find. It gets to be too much, no?
No,
I'm a fan.
I'm a fan too. You can get that in an essential oil too, Vinny.
Okay, yeah, okay. Are you trying to push this on me?
No, I'm not selling them personally, but I've got a friend who can hook you up.
It's okay. Like your favorite scent in a little mini bottle. Come
it's so good.
Number 3, I'm not sure if a lot of people know it. Bergamot. Bergamot?
Yeah,
it's also
I have that essential oil.
Of course
oh
you
my
do.
God. I put it in baths and it's so, no, it's one of my favorites.
Your condo must smell like paradise.
Oh, I mean, it does.
In at number 2, I disagree with this. Grapefruit made the top 5 cents.
It's a good smell.
Hate it.
Oh, you hate
it. Get really? Get away from me. Anything
really?
Grapefruit. Ugh.
So you love orange but hate grapefruit.
Yes.
You know they're in the same citrus family.
They're like cousins or something, right?
Related by blood, orange.
Stick with an orange.
I think with those scents, they basically like put them underneath people's noses and like track what they prefer because when we think of our favorite scents, like grapefruit isn't one that comes to top of mind.
No.
You know, there's so many other things like bacon.
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, bacon should be up there.
Sizzling grease, yeah.
That is not the number one answer, according to these scientists. Lime is the greatest scent.
Lime. See,
smell.
Again, you'd have to put it in front of me, and I'd like, because it's not something that comes top of mind. I do like it. I like a good, like, lime wedge in a gin and soda.
Mm-hmm. We are getting some pretty interesting text. Someone said they like the smell of horse manure.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't understand that one.
Well, maybe it's kind of like liking the scent of gas.
Yeah.
I like the smell of gas.
Or maybe your nose is just blocked and you can't really smell that well.
It goes on to say, I grew up around horses. It smells like home. Okay, so whatever does it for you. They also did another list. This is more unofficial, and flowers made the list.
Okay, so these are the things that are top of mind that we can say we love. Okay.
Yeah, coffee, when it cakes in the oven, right? You love that smell. Yeah. Just rolls around your house. Bacon did make that list, Nikki. Not surprising.
Everybody loves the smell of bacon. Even vegans love the smell of bacon, I think.
Freshly cut grass is there, and freshly baked bread. That's one of the top for me. It smells so delicious.
Bread over bacon?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Yeah.
It's Italian in me, I guess.
You know who did make the list?
What?
This guy.
No, you didn't.
Why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised? You can text in, what is the greatest smell ever? We're getting texts on our phone, the ocean. Keep the text coming in.
Yes.
Somebody loves the smell of popcorn, too. We agree a lot. What do you think is the best smell ever? You can text us this morning, 9925. Tons of texts coming in on our text line. Bringing this up because scientists have revealed the top 5. And in at number 1, the top rated smell was lime, but which smells do it for you?
Lime is good, but it's not the best smell ever. I think top of my list is the ocean, for sure. Mm. Just reminds me of home and peace and happiness and clean sheets. Like, no better smell than crawling in nice, crisp, clean sheets. We're getting so many texts at 92925. This text said, I'd love to answer that, but this is a family show. Oh, I don't even want to know what you're thinking about that.
I don't even want to know.
Cinnamon buns, Cinnabon. Oh, when you walk by Cinnabon in the mall.
Anything cinnamon for me.
Yeah.
Cinnamon's so good.
It's like a drug. Like
yeah. They put those little samples to it, Fairview. You can't walk by without having one. It's impossible.
Hubba Bubba watermelon.
Oh, I love
the gum. Yeah, so good.
For the first few seconds before it turns to mush. You
know? It doesn't last.
Flavor.
Maple.
Oh, anything maple.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody texted in. I know this might sound really weird, but I love the smell of the flip-flop aisle at Dollarama.
Okay. Probably the same one that says they like the smell of gasoline, too.
Whatever does it for you, we don't judge. Valerie, what does it for you?
The best smell has got to be the top of a newborn's head.
Oh, babies.
I mean, when my daughter was born, I could just sit there and, like, put my nose against her head and just sniff her head. I swear to God.
What about for a father? Because I'm going to be a dad soon. So you're saying, like, I'm going to smell my baby's head and I'm going to enjoy it?
If I go by the way my brother used to act with his children, because I'm a single mother by choice. So if I go by how my brother used to react with his children when they were very, very small, yes.
I'm still that way with my godson, too. I don't think the baby even has to be yours. I mean, you have to ask if you can hold someone else's baby, don't get me wrong. But I don't think you have to be the mother or the father of the baby. Like, the smell of, it's something you can't even, like, describe, the smell of a newborn baby.
I don't get it. Aren't you just smelling the baby powder that you, like, the talcum powder that you're...
No,
there's something I can't exactly put my finger on it. but not a joke. You can just sit there for hours cuddling them and just sniffing the top of their head. It's just too funny.
I think it's the smell of the womb that is still active.
Must be. All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a nice day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
As long as you're smelling the head of the baby, not the bottom, because then it's going to...
Just always ask before you smell someone's baby. Right. Before you hold the baby or before you smell their head, make sure you ask.
After work, we just go smell some random babies, aren't you?
Hey, you.
All right. Thanks for the text on our text line. We appreciate it. Nikki's checking business.